following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Hi, and a very good afternoon. Well, good morning to you. We welcome you to McCook Central High School in Salem, where this morning we bring you coverage of the annual DWU Classic on KPLO. As we follow the Lyman Raiders, they will take on Wabe Summit here this morning. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Potsdam State Farm, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the May Adam Law Firm, Avera Orthopedics, by the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, By Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also being brought to you by Venture Communications, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and the Jet Lanes. And this morning's matchup between Lyman and Wabe Summit, brought to you by the Great Western Bank, KPI Insurance, Statewide Ag, Oasis Pump and Pack, the Chamberlain Ready Mix, by Byrie Brothers, Kennebec Telephone, Halverson Oil, BJ's Food Center, and Rumen Ag. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. My name's Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us this morning for our coverage of regional high school basketball as we see the Lyman Raiders 5-12 on the season. The Raiders playing their second game in about 12 hours as they take on a Wabe Summit ball club. Lyman, 5-12, as we mentioned on the year, played last night in Presho, came up on the short end of a 53-39 verdict to Phillip, really a little more than 12 hours, but in about 18 hours, here they are at McCook Central High School to take on Wabe Summit here in the opening game of the DWU Classic. We will also follow Jones County as well. The Coyotes take on Howard later on this afternoon, and we'll have that for you this afternoon. But here, should be a good matchup between these two teams. They should match up well, and we'll talk more about it after we take a timeout. We should remind you that the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. Let's take a three-minute break. Our post-game or pre-game continues on KPLO.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm. Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 852-2224, or online at www.venture.com.
At Titan Machinery, they know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial genuine parts. For CNH Industrial genuine parts, visit your area Titan Machinery location.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Welcome back here to McCook Central High School in Salem as we get ready for the opening game of the DWU Classic as Lyman gets set to take on Wabe Summit. The Raiders, as we mentioned, 5-12 on the season after the loss to Phillip, currently setting as the number 8 overall seed in the 10-team Region 2B. The Raiders with two, making three games remaining in the regular season schedule. The matchup against Wabe Summit this morning, followed by a matchup next Thursday night, where they take on Jones County in Myrtle. The Coyotes right now, depending on how they close out their remaining games this season, would be the Raiders' opening opponent in the region playoffs. But still, three games remain in the regular season. Wabe Summit here, Jones County on February 17th, and then on the road at Kadoka as part of a doubleheader. That will be next Friday on February 18th. And you look at Wabe Summit. Wabe Summit coming into the ball game here with a 7-11 overall record. Currently, they are mid-pack as far as Region 1B is concerned. The Mustangs, with games remaining on their schedule, just two games remaining. The matchup here against Lyman, that will finish up with Great Plains Lutheran next Friday at home, as they'll have that as part of a doubleheader next Friday night as they get their season underway. But currently, they're kind of mid-pack as far as Region 1B is concerned. We had the opportunity earlier to talk to Michael Kiefer. He is the head coach of the Lyman Raiders. Our pregame show is underway. We talked to the coaches. Our Keys to Success segment from the folks at May Adam. We're joined by Mike Kiefer of the Lyman Raiders. And, Coach, a busy week for you guys as you participate here at the DWU Classic, a ball game where you played last night. You've got to be able to get fired up and play again this morning.
Yeah, we got a real quick turnaround, and hopefully our girls can get up for the game. I mean, this is a great opportunity for us, and I think we're excited to get to see somebody different and a team that we don't know a ton about, but a new experience for us, so we're excited about that.
And I think at this time of the year, a new experience, I think, is a good thing, because really, you know, these kids, as part of your program for the last couple of years, and also, we're just about to the end of the regular season. They know what to expect. They know what needs to be done. It's a matter of just going out and executing. And maybe sometimes if you don't have as much time to think about it, maybe it works better.
You know, I think you're right. I think sometimes you just go out and react and play basketball and maybe a little bit more enjoyable. So we're hoping for that today. Like I said, it's a quick turnaround, so we're going to have to dig a little bit deeper into the bench than we have been lately. But hopefully they'll be ready to come in and contribute in how we ask them to do it. So the quick turnaround is one thing, but I think we'll be okay with it.
You know, we saw you in the game Monday against Chamberlain. I felt like all in all, you played pretty well. You mentioned turnovers back then, and the turnover total was a little high, especially in the first half. But to me, it came down to making shots. I mean, they gave you some things. The shots didn't go down, and you struggled offensively.
You know, they were trying to take away Skyler, and they did a good job of that. But in turn, you know, we had plenty of opportunities. You're not going to win any basketball game shooting 9-44 from the field. So we got to knock down shots, and that's the big thing. We got girls that can do it. We just got to have the confidence and step up and shoot them.
And back to Wabe Summit, a ball club that, you know, maybe a little bit of game film that you've seen, but that's pretty much it. What can you tell us, and how do you approach things?
You know, looks like an athletic team. I think size-wise, we match up really well with them. They got a lot of smaller, quick girls. You know, we should have a height advantage, actually, which will be rare for us. They don't look like they pressure too much, and they look like they play some straight man. So, you know, that's what we expect, but who knows what we're going to see. They could throw something at us. They've had a couple days to prepare. I think their last game was Tuesday, so they've had a couple days to game plan against us where, you know, we played and we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants right now.
Well, have fun. Best of luck today.
Thank you.
Michael Kiefer, head coach of the Lyman Raiders, our Keys to Success segment from the folks at May Adam. Time for starting lineups, and our starting lineups brought to you by the folks at Avera Orthopedics. For Wabe Summit, the Mustangs will start at one guard. Livia Tomac, a 5'4 senior. Eva Benecke, a 5'7 sophomore, is the other guard. Up front, we will see Kaylee Berger, a 5'6 junior. Tasha Zerbel, a 5'8 senior. And Ava Bresky, a 5'8 sophomore. She will start in the post for Wabe Summit. Tomac and Benecke, the guards. Berger and Zerbel, the forwards. And Bresky at center. For the Wabe Summit Mustangs, who enter the contest today, this morning, with an overall record of 7-11. The head coach of Wabe Summit is Keith Hegelin. For Lyman, the Raiders will start with Skylar Vollmer at one guard, a 5'8 sophomore. The other guard, Annie Brackey, a 5'6 sophomore. Ellie Erickson at one forward, a 5'7 senior, along with Mackenzie Labadour, a 5'8 sophomore. Max Scott will get the start at center. She is a 6'8 eighth grader. For the Raiders, Vollmer, Brackey, the guards, Erickson, Labadour, the forward, Scott at center. You heard head coach Mike Kiefer of Lyman in our pregame interview. He talked about the bench is going to have to get extended here this morning because they played not that long ago, roughly about 16 hours ago they played against Phillip. So we'll probably see a lot of Kaylee Moore and Ireland Hyde and Annalise Crazy Bear and others, and some of them came out and did participate and contribute well to the ball game against Chamberlain that we had on Monday night. Finally, in the pregame, the announcement of our game officials from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. And our game officials are Bob Kreitlow, Roger DeRucci, and Keith Matisse. And we're back after this in KPMO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
You move matters. Avera Orthopedics helps you move freely and live life to the fullest with innovative treatment options customized to your bone, muscle, and joint needs. Whether you suffer from aches, breaks, tears, or dislocations, turn to the orthopedic team experienced in treating every body. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
It's your lucky day. You've just won a sweepstakes and you received a cashier's check to cover the cost of claiming your winnings. All you need to do is deposit the check and wire a portion of the money to pay those fees. There's just one catch. It's a scam. If you deposit the check and wire the money, your bank will soon learn the check is a fake and you are responsible to pay it back. The Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection wants you to know that counterfeit check scams are on the rise. For more information, contact their office, 1-800-300-1986.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Low Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
Office of Highway Safety, we're KPDLO 94.5 FM, Reliance Chamberlain 100.5 FM in Pier, Fort Pier, and we remind you to get sober, drive sober, or get pulled over. And our tip-off this morning is brought to you by your friends at Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Ocoma. Come in for an oil change or major service, or to just take a test drive. They pay top dollar for good quality trade-ins and always treat you like family. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com. The Raiders, always on the road, should always wear the road black unis because they can. And the Wabe Summit Mustangs in their home whites. Lyman wins the tip at Skyler Vollmer to the rim. Shot is up, no good, and Wabe Summit will get the rebound as the Raiders had an opportunity there. The shot came up short, and here is Wabe Summit as they work the perimeter. Tomac on the wing right side, Eva Beneke. Works it around the perimeter, back to Tomac. She has it left corner now, and back up top. Kaylee Berger will drive and fire. Shot is up, no good. Annie Brackey will get the rebound, and then the ball stolen away. We're going to have a jump ball. It will belong to Wabe Summit for Lyman. That'll be a turnover. That will be their first of the ball game, as they had the rebound, and Kaylee Berger reached in there and stole it away. And here a turnover as Berger has her pocket picked by Skyler Vollmer. Vollmer to the rim. Another shot that's short. She'll get her own rebound. Fights hard and gets to the rim and scores the two. The basket for Skyler Vollmer. Her first basket of the contest. And it is 2-0 Lyman. And here is Wabe Summit. Pass to the wing, thrown wide and out of bounds. And the Mustangs with their first turnover of the ballgame. We will expect with Wabe Summit a little bit shorter, a little bit smaller lineup than what Lyman would have. We expect to see full court pressure early and often. We do here as the Raiders do handle it, though, and get it into their front court. Right corner, Vollmer. It's Erickson. Entry pass, Scott. That's tipped. Loose basketball. The Raiders are able to control it. 20 on the shot clock now as Vollmer will try to operate. Now it's Erickson up top once again. Bounce pass to Mackenzie Labrador as they work it back around the perimeter. Erickson on the wing will drive, tries to force, and I think she'll get free throws. The shot is called, really. Ellie trying to just create something there as the shot clock was winding down, and a foul is going to be called. It will be on Tasha Zerbel. It will be her first. It is not a shooting foul, but it will help Lyman as it does reset the shot clock. And now the Raiders will inbound it. It is Brackey to Scott. Now Vollmer around the perimeter, Erickson, Labrador once again as they work back up top. Here is Vollmer on the move. Works the crossover, but she is looks like a box and one from time to time as they fire a jumper from the corner. That is Labrador. Shot is no good. Offensive rebound, Lyman. A three from Skyler Vollmer is no good. And now, finally, the Mustangs will come away with it. Here is Wabe Summit as they slowly work the basketball across half court. Just about 2 minutes have expired in the opening quarter. It's 2-0 Lyman. And here are the Mustangs out front. Tomac out of the right side and into the hands of Tasha Zerbel as they work it back to the top of the key. Tip basketball, but Wabe Summit will track it down as they work it back out front and swing it to the corner. Here's Eva Beneke down low and a nice driving shot taken there by Tasha Zerbel. It's no good. Rebound Lyman. Well, Raiders will try to force the issue. It's Vollmer on the move to the rim. She hits the deck, but winds up on the deck, we should say. But she'll draw a foul and get free throws as the personal will be on Eva Beneke. It will be her first personal foul. Second team foul against Wabe Summit. Skyler Vollmer to the free throw line, who has scored the first 2 points for Lyman in this opening quarter. The first free throw is up, and it is good. Into the ballgame, Katie Karst checking into the contest as she will check in. And we get ready for the second free throw attempt from Skylar Vollmer. That one will rim in and out, no good. Max Scott with the offensive rebound. That shot is blocked. And the Mustangs will get the rebound and push. Zirbel up the left sideline and back out front. Eva Venicky. Bounce pass right side. Kaylee Berger cut off at the baseline. They'll send the basketball back out front. And it's a 3-0 lead for Lyman. 5:20 remains in the quarter, and a whistle and an offensive foul is going to be called on Wabe Summit. Eva Benecke is going to be called for the push-off, and it will be her first personal foul, the third team foul. It is also the second turnover of the ball game for Wabe Summit. Mustangs will work with pressure. Vollmer, now Erickson, as they work it up the floor. Ellie gets away with a travel, but they do cross half court. Bracky, Vollmer, Bracky, corner three is short. Rebound, Bracky, Annie crashing the boards. Nice pass across the lane. Mackenzie Labrador will score the two. Bracky was covered up after she got the offensive rebound. Shovel pass to Labrador, 5-0 Lyman, and a timeout for Wabe Summit. And it is an Integra timeout. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders in all their activities.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain proudly support all area youth and their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, Real Choice TV, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call our office and find out what we can do for you.
Out of the Wabe Summit timeout, the Mustangs have the basketball and a shot taken. That is Kaylee Karst, or Katie Karst's shot is no good. Offensive rebound to the Mustangs, and inside Kaylee Berger is fouled. Kaylee will get some free throws now as the Raiders commit their first team foul of the ball game. It's on Skylar Vollmer. And Kaylee Berger at the free throw line shooting two. This is the opportunity for the Mustangs to get their first points of the ball game, and the first free throw is up, and it is no good. Raiders will go to their bench. Kaylee Moore checks in, the 5'6 freshman. She had a couple threes in that game against Chamberlain in the first half. Kind of gave the Raiders a little bit of offensive life for a while. But the Raiders, as we talked about in our interview with head coach Mike Kiefer, really struggled from the field. Here's Vollmer trying to create. It goes to Scott. Now Labrador, dangerous pass out front. It's tipped and it's out of bounds. Lyman will keep possession, but a nice defensive play and some good hustle there from Livia Tomac of Wabe Summit. 4:27 remains in the opening quarter. It is a 5-0 lead for the Lyman Raiders. Maybe they should play at night and in the morning every time. They're got off to a nice start here playing just good, solid basketball. Here's Skylar Vollmer with a three ball. This is offline and no good. Rebound is loose. The Raiders have got another offensive rebound. Here's Max Scott up top. It goes now to Moore. Scott high post once again. As she drives, tries to pass off. Ball is tipped and it's stolen away. Turnover for Lyman. They're second. Here is Livia Tomac up the floor. She gets to the rim and scores the two. And Wabe Summit on the board inside of 4 minutes remain in the quarter. It is a 5-2 lead for Lyman now. Vollmer, Bracky, baseline Labrador inside Scott in traffic. It's knocked away and it's stolen. And again, a nice defensive play for Wabe Summit. Up the floor they come. Kaylee Berger on the wing. Pass out front. Eva Benecke drives. She winds up on the deck. The foul's going to be called on Lyman. I think it's on Annie Bracky, but we'll wait and see. Instead, it'll be on number two, not number one, and that will be on Kaylee Moore. Moore's first personal foul. Eva Benecke shooting two, and the first free throw is up good. So Lyman scores the first five. The Mustangs have scored the last three. As Marina Scott will come into the ballgame for Lyman. Second free throw by Beneke is up and good. And that makes it a 5-4 score. And again, Wabe Summit will set up full court pressure. Vollmer up the floor, trying to get it to Max Scott and turns it over. That is four now for Lyman. And here is Wabe Summit looking for the lead. The three ball rims in and out, no good. Wabe Summit with the offensive rebound. And another opportunity for them. It is Beneke out front. Raiders will try to switch up and play man-to-man here. As the Mustangs move the ball on the perimeter, Tomac, entry pass, tipped ball, but a foul called on Lyman. And the Raiders will even up the team foul statistic as Marina Scott will pick up the foul. That will be her first. And for the Raiders, their third team foul of the half, and somehow this will be a shooting foul. Kaylee Berger at the free throw line shooting two, and the first one is off the back iron and no good. Ellie Erickson checks in, and checking out will be Kaylee Moore. 3:04 remains in our opening quarter. It is a 5-4 lead for the Lyman Raiders. Second free throw is up, no good. Another offensive rebound for Wabe Summit. And another offensive opportunity for them. It is Berger, now Beneke. Back to Berger now as they spin the basketball back out front. Moving the ball quickly this time. It is Tomac left side. And back up to the point. Plenty of time on the shot clock for the Mustangs, but they'll launch from deep. The three is up, no good. Another rebound. It's tied up this time. And the jump ball will belong to Lyman. Early in the shot clock, and that three comes from Eva Beneke, and it was offline. Now Lyman will get ready to inbound, and again, they will face full court pressure. This is like a 1-2-1-1 trapping defense, and again, the Raiders throw it right to the center of the floor, and again, it's turned over. And here is Wabe Summit. Fifth turnover for the Raiders after they got off to such a nice start. Here is a three from up top. Tayshia Zirbel, that shot is no good. The rebound out of bounds, and it belongs to the Raiders. And we are going to have a timeout taken by Lyman. This will be a 30-second timeout with 2:25 remaining in the opening quarter. It is 5-4 Lyman, and we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it. Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. 2:25 remains in the opening quarter from McCook Central High School here in Salem. This year's spot for the DWU Classic. Raiders will break the pressure, and Skylar Vollmer gets the ball up the floor, had it underneath the basket, lost it. That's another turnover for Lyman. And here are the Mustangs, Eva Beneke. Swings it around and to the right corner. Three taken by Kaylee Berger. It's up no good. The rebound out of bounds belonging to Lyman. And both of these teams, as we look at things statistically, have done a nice job on the offensive glass. Both teams have given themselves a lot of second chance opportunities. Raiders break pressure now. Marina Scott, Skylar Vollmer thinks about the three, but it's closed out by the Wabe Summit defense. Back around the perimeter it comes. Vollmer left wing. Drives, passes off, a reach and a foul. Wabe Summit, Kaylee Berger with the personal. That will be her first. And it will be the fourth team foul against Wabe Summit. Raiders back to their bench. Mackenzie Labadour checking in. Annie Brackey back into the ballgame as well for Lyman. Raiders with a 5-4 lead. Vollmer from up top, the three partially blocked. Kept alive by Lyman. Bracky on the left baseline out front to Vollmer. Skyler will drive and kick. It goes back out. Mackenzie Labadour for three, and it's money. Mackenzie Labadour with her second basket of the quarter to make it 8-4. Minute 20 remains in the quarter. Here is Wabe Summit to the rim. Shot taken by Nikki Hoger, or pardon me, that is Tayshia Zirbel. Shot is no good. Rebound, Lyman had it. Then Max Scott got tied up, and The jump ball and the alternating possession will give the basketball to the Mustangs as Wabe Summit puts it in play. Beneke on the drive, kicks to the baseline. Lydia Tomac with the jumper that's no good. Skylar Vollmer with the rebound. Raiders will push. Up the floor, it's Vollmer. Left side, bottle up there. On the wing, keeps the dribble and sends it back around. Ellie Erickson inside Lavadour. She'll kick it out of the lane and back out front. Here is Erickson for three. That is up good. Write it down for Ellie Erickson. And it is 11-4. Back-to-back threes for the Raiders have given themselves a 7-point advantage. 40 seconds remain in the opening quarter. Here are the Mustangs trying to answer. Three taken by Eva Beneke. It's no good. Another offensive rebound for Wabe Summit. They'll work it back out front. The shot clock is off. Beneke once again. On the right side, Zirbel. She'll work the drive and pass back out. That's Katie Karst. If they send it back to the wing and a three taken there, that is up and good. And putting it home, Tayshia Zirbel. And the first three of the ball game for Wabe Summit. 11-7. Here come the Raiders. Vollmer out front with seven. With the crossover, now it's Scott with three, with two. Vollmer from deep, and it's in and out, no good. And that is the end of the opening quarter. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment I have on my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. It's 11-7, the lead for Lyman. And we're back in 1 minute on KPMO.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
More to offer than ever before, it's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
Basketball as we start the second quarter. And they work inside. Max Scott working the baseline. Shot is up good. We talked about the Raiders and their lineup compared to Wabe Summit. They do have a height advantage, but they are doing, Wabe Summit is doing a good job of definitely keeping the paint bottled up. And Max Scott, really, that's her first offensive opportunity of the morning, and she was able to score her first basket. 13-7 Lyman. They have a 6-point advantage here early in the second. And now Wabe Summit working with it, sends it to the corner, and there's nobody home, and the ball goes out of bounds. And for the Mustangs, their third turnover of the ball game. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us this morning for our coverage of regional high school basketball. Raiders break pressure. Skylar Vollmer with a floater that's no good. The Mustangs will get the rebound. Radio only here at our games this afternoon and our game today. Here this Lyman-Wabe Summit game, Jones County Howard. That will be on air only as well as knocking it down a jumper from up top. That is a three for Eva Beneke, and that makes it 13-10. We'll also have Lyman and Wabe Summit's boys tomorrow at noon. We'll have that for you on KPLO, and the Raiders again lose the basketball out of bounds. And for Lyman, their seventh turnover, as they still hang on to a 3-point lead. It's 13-10. We work early in the second quarter. Cross half court, the Mustangs. On the right side, Eva Beneke. Raiders playing man-to-man here as they work it to the corner. Tayshia Zirbel passing out front. Kaylee Berger back to Zirbel. Raiders digging in and working hard. Here's Eva Beneke, shot clock at 10. Tomac trying to operate. Out front, Berger. And around the perimeter and a three taken. That is up and well short. And the rebound, the Lyman. Here come the Raiders. Bracky, Vollmer on the move to the rack. shot is good. The basket will count, and a foul is called. And Skylar Vollmer with a strong move to the rim there. Vollmer with 5 points, looking for more. The foul on Wahbe Summons, Tasha Zerba, will be her second. And the Raiders back out in front by five, trying to push the advantage to a half dozen. The free throw by Vollmer is up, and it is good. Skylar now 2 of 3 from the line, has scored 6 points, and it is 16-10. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. As the Mustangs working across half court, Raiders playing man-to-man, but picking up at half court. The Mustangs, they have played a lot of pressure defense as the Mustangs again try to beat it inside and again will lose the basketball out of bounds. That is their fourth turnover of the ball game. And here are the Raiders once again. As of late, much better at handling that full court pressure. And again, they get it across the time stripe and to the left corner. And Annie Brackey 3-point try is up, no good. Offensive rebound, Skylar Vollmer. And back out front it comes. Here's Ellie Erickson for three. That shot rims in and out, no good. Again, Vollmer with the offensive rebound. Erickson on the move, going strong, and she traveled. Had the shot blocked, but in the end, they're going to call it a travel, and that will be a turnover for Lyman. And you can live with those turnovers if you're Mike Kiefer. If you're attacking the rim and they call you for a travel because you get stuffed, well, that's fine. It's the bad passes, and it's the errant passes that wind up being turned over that just drive a coach crazy. Raiders a little more aggressive offensively than we have seen them over the last couple weeks, and now a double dribble called on Wahbe Summit. That'll be their fifth turnover of the ball game, as the turnover totals add up for both teams. The Raiders still work with a six-point lead. 16-10 is our score. We roll the clock to the five-minute mark remaining in the quarter, and here is Vollmer, and she travels. Scored the left-hand layup, but had to make a little bit of a hop skip to sneak around Katie Karst, and is called for the travel. That is 9 turnovers now for the Raiders. And Wahbe Summit will bring the basketball across half court. Around the perimeter, Eva Benneke. Right side, Kaylee Berger on the wing. Sends it to the corner and puts it into the hands of Olivia Tomac, who works the dribble back out front. Here's Ava Bresky. As they try to overload the right side, Kaylee Berger once again. Here's a nice skip pass, and then Eva Benneke 3-point try that's up no good. Rebound Wahbe Summit. They'll get another offensive opportunity, and with a new shot clock, they get the opportunity to work it around the perimeter. 3 taken. That is up no good from Eva Benneke in the corner, and the Raiders will get the defensive rebound and work the other way. Vollmer across the time stripe. Brackey on the wing right side. Back out front, Vollmer, Erickson, bounce pass to Lavadour. Inside, Max Scott. She'll try to deal, but the triple team comes. Back out, Erickson, the 3 taken. It's no good. And Wahbe Summit gets the rebound. And here come the Mustangs up the floor in a hurry. 16-10, Lyman leading. Here's Kaylee Berger back up top and a look for 3. That is Eva Benneke. Shot no good there. Rebound is loose. And we're going to have a whistle, and we are going to have a foul called on Lyman. It will be on Annie Brackey, the sophomore, with her first personal foul. Team foul number 4 for Lyman. Marina Scott into the ballgame. She will check in. Ellie Erickson will check out. And for the Mustangs, Tasha Zerbel checks in. And Eva Benneke will check out of the ballgame for a moment. Inbounds comes in. It's stolen away. Skylar Vollmer with the steal. She'll go the length of the floor and lay it up and in. Quickness is handy. And Skylar Vollmer makes a nice defensive play there, forcing the 6th turnover of Wahbe Summit. And the Raiders enjoy their biggest lead now at 18-10. And here a jumper taken to answer for Wahbe Summit. Tasha Zerbel puts it up and in. She has 5 points now. And it is 18-12. And the Mustangs do not use full court pressure here as the Raiders slowly work it across half court. Lyman's going to go work against a 2-3 zone. Raiders throw a lob pass on the baseline to Max Scott, and Scott will work inside and get fouled. As the foul on Ava Bresky will be her first personal foul. Then Max Scott at the free throw line. They have really been trying to keep the basketball away from Scott. That's really the second touch where she's really had much of an opportunity to do things with it offensively. She has either seen a double or a triple team, and that time they went up against a 2-3 zone. Puts the first free throw up and good. Here is the second free throw. That is good. And we are going to have a timeout taken by Lyman. Full timeout for the Raiders with 3:13 remaining in the first half. It is 20-12 Raiders. And we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
There's a lot of uncertainties in farming and ranching today, but one thing is certain. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell are your crop and livestock insurance specialists. Statewide agents have a background in agriculture and work hard to provide growers and ranchers with risk management plans and insurance coverage that fits their business needs. From hail insurance, livestock revenue protection, to multi-peril crop and revenue insurance, Statewide will help you with the right decisions. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell. Locally owned, your dependable partner in crop and livestock protection and equal opportunity provider.
KPI Insurance.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec, and follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
A good start here for the Lyman Raiders. Again, played Phillip at home last night. The 6:30 tip-off, they played probably till about 8 o'clock. 14 hours later, they're here playing in Salem. They made the trip to Mitchell and spent the night in Mitchell yesterday. Or last night to get ready for the ball game. As Wabe Summit works the basketball. They try to feed on the baseline and throw it out of bounds. But the Raiders get here and all in all off to a pretty good start. The turnover total a little high, but they've been able to knock down shots and they lead by a 20-12 score as we are inside of 3 minutes in this opening quarter. Here are the Raiders on the perimeter. Lavender up top. Vollmer around the perimeter. Brackey. Annie for three. That is a line drive, but it sticks. Annie Brackey with the three ball that's up and good to make it 23-12. The Raiders with a double-digit lead as we work to the two-minute mark of the first half. Here's Eva Beneke on the move. Out front and into the hands of Kaylee Berger. Back around the perimeter. Berger will give it up, get it back, tries to attack, sends it out to the wing to Tasha Zerbel. The three is no good. A rebound coming off long. Katie Karst will control it for the Mustangs. They have another opportunity and another three-point try. Tasha Zerbel, that shot is no good. The rebound, tie it up in a jump ball, and it will belong to Wabe Summit. The Mustangs will inbound the basketball underneath their own basket. Exactly 2 minutes remain in the first half. And Wabe Summit will inbound. The corner three taken. It is up no good. That is Tasha Zerbel. Lyman had the rebound, but Mackenzie Lavender had the ball knocked away. And now the Mustangs with another chance, and the three up and good from Eva Beneke. She has 8 points in the ball game. 23-15, a minute 40 remains in the first half as the Raiders work with it. It is Brackey inside Scott, high post, around the perimeter to Brackey, another three-point try. This one is long and no good, and the rebound pulled down by Wabe Summit, and they'll work the other way. Zerbel across half court. Berger up top. And around the perimeter it comes is Eva Beneke. Tasha Zerbel on the left. She will drive, has her shot blocked, but a foul is going to be called on the Raiders. And the foul will be on Mackenzie Lavender, and that will be Mackenzie's first personal foul. It will be the fifth team foul for Lyman and a pair of free throws for Tasha Zerbel. The 5'7 senior with 5 points. The free throw is up good. Ellie Erickson is back in the ballgame for Lyman. Here is the Tasha Zerbel free throw. That is good. She hits them both and has now scored 7 points in the contest. And the Raiders' 11-point lead has been cut down to 6 now. As Wabe Summit has scored the last 5 points. 23-17 is our score. And here is Lyman. On the left side, Erickson. Brackey at the point. Inside Scott. The kick out to Vollmer. Skyler will drive. has nowhere to go once she gets into the paint. They go inside the Lavador. Ball is knocked away and stolen. Another turnover for Lyman. And here are the Mustangs the other way. Wabe Summit inside. This is Katie Karst going to the rim. She will score the two. The first time that Wabe Summit has really got the ball inside, and Karst scores the basket to make it 23-19. That's seven in a row now by the Mustangs. Three by Vollmer's no good. Here's Max Scott on the move. She will draw a foul. It was Lavador that got the offensive rebound. She gave it up to Scott, and Mac tried to create there. As Katie Karst is whistled for the personal, that will be her second. And Scott to the free throw line. She has scored 4 points and is 2 of 2 from the free throw line. She makes the first of two free throws here to end the scoring run for Wabe Summit. Second free throw up and good by Max Scott. And the Raiders doing a nice job from the free throw line. They're 6 of 8 in this first half. 25-19. Shot clock is off at the Mustangs' work. Up top, Beneke. Karst way out high as they go down to the baseline. Kaylee Berger, she looks for a place to go with it. Winds up throwing it away. It is Scott on the move. Scott to the rim, and she gets put to the deck as a foul is called. Livia Tomac with the personal. She was not going to give up the layup. She hustled that play and chased that play down from behind and tied up Scott. And Mac will go back to the free throw line and shoot a couple more with 7 seconds remaining in the first half. The first of two is good. 26-19. The Raiders' lead is at 7 points. And here is the second free throw by Scott, and that is up and good. 6 of 6 from the free throw line and 8 points scored in the first half for the 6 foot eighth grader. 27-19. Time winds down. Shot is up. No good by Eva Beneke, and that is the end of the first half. And a good first half for the Lyman Raiders. They lead 27-19 over Wabe Summit. And our scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment at my lot on Sale Barn Road in Ford Pier, including new Morris Hay Hikers, new Fair Manufacturing Bale Processors, a ton of Bush Hog products, and much, much more. 27-19 Lyman. Let's take a 3-minute break. Our halftime report brought to you by the folks at ByRide Seat is next on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact ByRide Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pier to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
At Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Ruman Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Ruman proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Ruman Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Ruman Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Ruman of Ruman Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders and all their activities.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom PCS, and Napa of Chamberlain proudly support all area youth and their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, Real Choice TV, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call our office and find out what we can do for you.
With John F. and DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. We are at McCook Central High School in Salem, this year's site of the DWU Classic. Normally, the Classic played at the Mitchell Corn Palace, but due to the state gymnastics meet going on in Mitchell right now, they have the Corn Palace occupied, so the DWU Classic for this year being moved here to McCook Central High School in a great facility as we bring you some early morning basketball. And the Lyman Raiders, who played last night and lost to Philip, coming out here and playing one of their best first halves of basketball of the season. They lead Wabe Summit 27-19. As we look at individual scoring, we'll talk about Wabe Summit first. The Mustangs are led by Eva Beneke, who has 8 points. Tasha Zerbel with 7. 2 points for Olivia Tomac as three starters score. They also get 2 points from the bench. A basket from Katie Karst to give them 19 in the first half. The Mustangs went to the free throw line 8 times in the first half, and they were 4 of 8 from the free throw line. And Wabe Summit with 7 turnovers in the first half. For the Lyman Raiders, all 5 starters have scored, led by Max Scott and Skylar Vollmer, who have both scored 8 points. Annie Brackey with 3, Ella Erickson with 3, Mackenzie Lavador helped out getting the Raiders to a good start in the opening quarter as she scored 5 in the period and has 5 points here at halftime. Raiders go to the free throw line 9 times in the first half, and they were 8 of 9 from the free throw line. Turnovers for Lyman, well, that has been their thing all season long. The Raiders, turnover-wise, with 10 turnovers by my statistics in the first half. As we look at the official statistics, the Raiders, 8 of 24 from the field, shooting 33%. We talked about free throw line. They were 8 of 9 from the stripe. Wabe Summit, 6 of 25 from the field. They're shooting 24%. And we talk about the rebounding statistic. It winds up evening out. But, from when you look at stat lines, these are a little bit different because the Raiders with 20 rebounds, Wabe Summit with 18. But you look at the offensive rebounds for both teams. Wabe Summit with 10 offensive rebounds, Lyman with 9. Their teams have given them second chance opportunities, and we'll see which team cleans that up as we go into the second half. Again, game 1 of 2 we will have for you today on KPLO this afternoon at approximately 4 o'clock. We will bring you the matchup between Jones County and Howard. This is, I think there's 2 games between this game and the Jones County contest, so that start time may float just a little bit one way or the other, but around 3:45, we'll have our pregame. We'll tip off at 4. A very important matchup for Jones County as well as they take on Howard. And we look back at the seeding points and the standings in Region 7B. Lyman, a few percentage points behind New Underwood, so they could possibly move up to the number 7 seed. And definitely, the more you can move up your seeding percentage, obviously, the better it is. And the Raiders, with some opportunities as they go down the home stretch of the season. And all in all, we talk about turnovers, yes, but all in all, the Raiders playing pretty well here this morning as they lead Wabe Summit by a score of 27-19. We'll have third quarter action coming up next. The Raiders will have the basketball when we return in 2 minutes on KPLO.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it. Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
More to offer than ever before, it's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
There's a lot of uncertainties in farming and ranching today, but one thing is certain. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell are your crop and livestock insurance specialists. Statewide agents have a background in agriculture and work hard to provide growers and ranchers with risk management plans and insurance coverage that fits their business needs. From hail insurance, livestock revenue protection, to multi-peril crop and revenue insurance, Statewide will help you with the right decisions. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell. Locally owned. Your dependable partner in crop and livestock protection and equal opportunity provider.
The Activities Association standings in Region 7B. The Raiders are probably locked into that number 8 overall seed. Of course, we'll wait to the end of the regular season, but it does appear that Lyman will be locked in. Win or lose, they could win out, but still probably will be the number 8 overall seed. More than likely will play Jones County the opening round of the regions. They'll play them during the final week of the regular season next week. Lyman with the basketball. They're starting 5. Vollmer, Bracky, Erickson, Lavador, and Scott to start quarter number 3. Here is Vollmer, Ellie Erickson, a whistle, a reach, and a foul on Wabe Summit. Are they going to call a travel? They're going to call a travel. I thought once they were going to call a foul on Kaylee Berger. Instead, they're going to call a traveling violation on Lyman. And that will be the 11th turnover of the ball game for the Raiders. And it will give Wabe Summit another offensive opportunity. Tomac, Beneke, Berger, Zerbel, and Bresky to start the second half. High post, Bresky, nice cut back door. And that's Tasha Zerbel and a nice feed inside. Zerbel will score the 2. 27-21, and here is Wabe Summit with that full court pressure once again. Dangerous pass, it's tipped, but Lyman will keep possession, and Bracky will bring it across court. Here is Vollmer inside Scott. Tough shot inside, but Max Scott will put it up and in. Double figures for the eighth grader as she has 10 points. 21-29, and we trade baskets in the first minute of quarter number 3. A jumper by Wabe Summit, no good. Rebound Lyman. Raiders on the run. Up the floor, it's Vollmer to Scott. Back to Vollmer from 12. Shot no good. Rebound Lavador down low. That is no good. Rebound loose. Wabe Summit will come away with it. And they will push the basketball as Kaylee Berger will bring it across the time stripe. 29-21 is our score as Lyman leads. Here's Livia Tomac. Hand off out front. Eva Beneke down to the over to the right side. Kaylee Berger down to the baseline and back out. Berger once again working against Ellie Erickson, but good position defense there. And the Mustangs will have to send it back out. 10 on the shot clock as they work the perimeter. Here is Berger on the move. Nice step to the rim. Shot no good. Offensive rebound, Ava Bresky. And another chance for the Mustangs. Inside shot is short. Rebound again for Wabe Summit. And a foul is going to be called on Lyman. And free throws are upcoming. The foul on Ellie Erickson will be her first. First team foul of the half. Our first free throws of the third quarter Wabe Summit, Kaylee Berger shooting two. She's 0-4 from the line. Puts the first one here up and good. 29-22 linemen. 6:07 remains in the third quarter. We invite you to stay with us during the post game. We will talk about the big play of the game. As the second free throw is no good, Lyman will get the rebound. Our big play brought to you by Golden Buffalo. Our player of the game from CHS River Plains as well. And it's Erly Erickson with the three ball. From the left side, it's up good. 32-22. The Raiders, who led by 11 in the third or in the second quarter, have pushed it to double digits again and have a 10-point advantage. Wabe Summit on the move, driving left and firing a free throw line jumper is Tasha Zerbel. That is up and good. She has 11 points in the ballgame. 32-24, Raiders handle pressure. It's Vollmer. She'll drive and kick. It's Erickson, Scott on the wing, and Mack travel. And turnover number 12 for Lyman. The Raiders, on the last couple possessions, have had Scott work on the perimeter, trying to get the ball in her hands just a little bit more. She was really stymied, especially in the first quarter, by that Mustang defense. And then she was fouled a lot in the second quarter, but was able to make them pay by knocking down free throws. Here are the Mustangs as they work with it. Left side, Tasha Zerbel. Up top, Eva Benecke. Benecke trying to drive, but Skylar Vollmer with good position defense. Here's Ava Bresky at the high post. Shot clock at 10. They'll try to feed inside. Ball is tipped and stolen. Raiders with a nice defensive sequence there. And here is Lyman the other way. And a whistle and a foul. It's going to be called on Wabe Summit. Lydia Tomatker with her second foul. And the first foul of the half for Wabe Summit. The Mustangs will go with a little bit bigger lineup, sending Katie Karst into the ballgame. She will check in, and Ava Bresky will check out. Lyman will inbound as it comes to Scott, out to Vollmer. Skyler thinks about the three. They'll post up Scott, double covered there, and back out front it comes. Again, they'll go to Scott. The up and under is up and no good, but a foul. Well, they're going to call a travel on Scott. A little gimpy. It looked like she maybe has stepped on somebody's foot as she goes down, and I think she's going to have to check out of the ballgame. Made the move inside and kind of got tied up, maybe stepped on somebody's foot. She walked off the court under her own power. I think she just wants to maybe sit down and maybe let it stretch a little bit as the turnover for Lyman. That's their 13th of the ballgame, their third of the quarter. And here is Wabe Summit as they try to go inside, and they throw the basketball away. It's Skylar Vollmer on the move. Skylar to the rim, shot no good, but a foul called. Olivia Tomac with the personal. That will be her third. So the Raiders have committed three turnovers, but fortunately for them, Wabe Summit has turned it over four times in this third quarter. And Skylar Vollmer here at the line to shoot free throws. The first one is up good. Vollmer now 3 of 4 from the line and has 9 points. The other thing that Lyman has done is they've got themselves to the free throw line, and they've shot a good percentage. 8 of 9 in the first half. They make their first attempt of the second half. The free throw here is no good. Offensive rebound, Lyman. That putback is up no good. That was Ireland Hyde who checked into the ballgame when Max Scott checked out. She got the offensive rebound but couldn't finish. Here is Wabe Summit the other way. 33-24. Lyman leads. And a three from the left side. Eva Benecke, and it's up good. The sophomore with her third three of the ball game. Vollmer the other way. That three ball is short. And the rebound pulled down by Wabe Summit. Here is Kaylee Berger on the move inside with the pass. Eva Benecke, and she'll put it up and in. Back-to-back buckets for Eva. And it's 33-29. The Raiders led by 10. It's down to a four-point ball game. 3:49 remains in the third quarter. It is Vollmer out to Ellie Erickson inside in traffic to Labadour. And they do get the basketball back to the corner. It is Brackey to Vollmer. The three taken, and it's good. Wabe Summit was scrambling defensively, trying to chase the basketball down, but the Raiders just outmoved them and got Vollmer open for a three. She knocks it down to push the lead to 7 once again. 36-29. Here's Wabe Summit to the rim, and a whistle and a foul. Katie Karst will get free throws. The foul on the Raiders, I think, is going to be on Ellie Erickson. And Ellie will pick up her second foul. Katie Karst to the line, the 5'11 junior, making her first trip to the stripe. 5 of 10 from the line for Wabe Summit. They put the first of two free throws up here and good. Max Scott back into the ballgame. That's good to see. Also, Kaylee Moore, a 5'6 freshman, back into the ballgame for the Lyman Raiders. 3:17 remains in the third period as Karst puts the second free throw up and good. 36-31. Here comes Lyman. Brackey with it. High post, Max Scott to Brackey once again. The corner three is money. Annie Brackey with her second three of the ball game. The Raiders have hit three threes in the quarter, have scored 12 points already, and it's 39-31. And here is a Wabe Summit turnover. Lead pass, Max Scott to the rim. Shot is good. Max Scott with 12 points in the ball game. And it is 41-31, and then Wabe Summit turns the basketball over, and we are going to have a timeout taken by the Mustang. This will be a 30-second timeout with 2:42 remaining third quarter. 41-31, Lyman, and we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
KPI Insurance.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec, and follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
Timeouts are brought to you by Agtegra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. With John F. at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I am an extremely coffeeed up Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us this morning for our coverage of regional high school basketball and the DWU Classic. But Cook Central using the timeout. Both teams have three timeouts remaining. Here is Lyman working with it. Scott up top. She'll drive. Gets to the rim. Shot is up. No good. Ball out of bounds. Scott goes down hard, but no foul called. And they're just going to give the basketball to Wabe Summit. There was a ton of contact inside, but no foul called, and it will be Mustang basketball. Raiders working with a 10-point lead as we roll the clock to the 2-minute mark remaining in the quarter. Here is a three that is up no good by Eva Benecke. The Raiders will get the defensive rebound and work the other way. It is Erickson up the floor. Vollmer to Erickson in rhythm. The three ball is no good. And the rebound to Katie Karst. And here comes Wabe Summit. They will push the basketball across half court as it's Kaylee Berger on the move. And she, well, they're going to call a jump ball. And that's a break because that, to me, was a straight-up travel. But they will call the jump ball, which will leave the basketball with Wabe Summit. And now Mackenzie Lavadour will come back into the ball game. Checking out will be Kaylee Moore. The Raiders have had to go to their bench just a little bit more. When the youngsters have been out there, they have been able to hold their own, which is good, as a three try up and no good by Eva Benecke. The rebound pulled down by Skylar Vollmer. She is bottled up, trying to get to the rim, and tries to send it to the corner. They're going to call her for a travel. Forty-one-31 is our score. Lyman with a 10-point lead. 90 seconds remain in the third quarter. Cross half court, Kaylee Berger. Berger drives baseline right. Passes it out front, Ava Bresky. Now it's Berger once again, trying to get to the rim. She's held, and a foul called on Ellie Erickson. Erickson with her third personal foul. It will be team foul number three on Lyman. This is not a shooting foul, so the Mustangs will inbound as they get it down low, and another foul is going to be called, and again it's going to be on Erickson, and it will be her fourth personal foul. And this will result in free throws for Wabe Summit as Kaylee Berger goes to the line. And first of two is up, no good. Kaylee with 1 point is now 1 of 7 from the free throw line. Ellie Erickson will check out. Marina Scott will check into the ball game. Here is the second free throw for Kaylee Berger. That will rim in and out, no good. And Lyman has it. Minute 14 remains in the third quarter. Marina Scott, Annie Brackey. Out to Mackenzie Lavender at the point. Vollmer on the drive, on the move, gets to the rim and scores the two. Skylar Vollmer with 14 points in the ballgame, 43-31. Final minute of quarter number three. Here's Kaylee Berger for Wabe Summit. High post, Katie Karst. Pass tipped. It's stolen away. It's Lyman. It's Vollmer. It's a foul called on Wabe Summit. Skylar Vollmer was on the fly pattern there. Annie Brackey hit her in stride, and Vollmer was able to get to the floor in a hurry. The foul is called on Wabe Summit. Eva Benneke with her third for Wabe Summit. 12 turnovers in the ballgame now, as Skylar Vollmer will shoot two free throws. And the first is up good. What a job for Lyman from the free throw line. 8 of 9 in the first half. 2 of 3 so far in this third quarter. Vollmer gets ready for the fourth free throw attempt of the second half. All of them have been Skylar's attempts in the second half for Lyman. The free throw is up. Good. It is good. Pushes the lead to 14, which is the biggest lead of the ball game for Lyman. It's 45-31. 40 seconds remain third quarter. Here is Wabe Summit. Tasha Zirbel inside. Shot up. No good. A foul is called. Zirbel drove a long ways and put a shot up short, but a foul is going to be called. And that foul will be on Marina Scott, which is personal foul number two. Tasha Zirbel at the free throw line. She was 2 of 2 in the first half and has scored 11 points. First of two is up good. 45-32. Raiders with 35 seconds remaining in the quarter to try to make something happen. We'll see if they try to hold for the final shot of the period. Free throw no good. Rebound pulled down by Skylar Vollmer, and Vollmer will walk it across the half-court stripe. The Raiders will try to hold for the final shot of the quarter. Here is Vollmer waiting for a screen out front as she will freelance working against Kaylee Berger. Now Skylar will work to her left. Passes it off to Annie Brackey. Brackey back to Vollmer now. 9 seconds remain in the quarter. Vollmer will get a step, drives, gets it to Marina Scott. Scott needs to make it happen here. They go to Max Scott. The three ball up top is no good. And that is how we close out quarter number three. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. We can help you find the equipment that you're looking for. And we encourage you to like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 45-32. Lyman leads Wabe Summit. We're back for the fourth quarter in 1 minute on KPLO.
At Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Ruman Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Ruman proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Ruman Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Ruman Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Ruman of Ruman Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Here in the fourth quarter, Raiders working around the perimeter. Entry pass, Max Scott. Matt got tied up, and they're going to give the basketball to Wabe Summit on the alternating possession. When that will be a turnover for Lyman, their 16th of the ball game. For Lyman, L.A. Erickson back into the contest. And here is Wabe Summit. Eva Benneke working with it. Benneke on the move as she goes to the wing. Tasha Zirbel on the drive. She'll go to the rim and score the basket. She has 14 points now, and it's 45-34. Again, pressure. The Raiders We'll work it across half court. Scott, now Erickson. Ellie on the move. The off-balance jumper is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Zirbel once again. Tasha will try to force the issue. To the left wing and a three taken. That is up no good by Eva Benneke. And Lyman will get the rebound. And again, they're going to call a jump ball. And this time it will be Lyman basketball. And Skylar Ballmer was just, well, she was just being guarded closely by Livia Tomac, trying to create some space. And instead, they call the jump ball. And the timeout's going to be taken by Lyman. We're early in the fourth quarter. It is 45-34 Raiders, and we are back in 1 minute. This is a full timeout, so we're back in 60 seconds on KPLO.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders and all their activities.
Timeout. Skylar Ballmer up the floor. Annie Brackey. They go cross court. This is Mackenzie Lavadours. Lyman will break pressure. We'll see if Lyman perhaps gets a little bit more deliberate offensively here and forces Wabe Summit to come get him defensively, but they'll leave Skylar Ballmer open. Skylar knows what to do. She drops home a left wing three ball to make it 48-34. The lead back up to 14. Ballmer with 19 in the ballgame for the Raiders. 6:20 remains in the fourth quarter. Here's Tayshia Zirbel on the drive. Shot no good. Max Scott with the rebound, and another jump ball is called. And my goodness. Lyman will wind up with the, well, it'll be Wabe Summit who will have the basketball in the alternating possession as they get another offensive opportunity. Here's Eva Benneke. Ball tipped. It's loose. Lyman will steal it away. Turnover number 13 for Wabe Summit. And here is Lyman as they work the basketball across half court. Erickson, high post, Lavadour, down low, Ballmer. Scott. Shot is no good, but good ball movement there on the part of the Raiders. Here are the Mustangs the other way. Kaylee Berger. Now Eva Benneke as she works the left side. And out front, Tasha Zirbel working against Annie Brackey. Leaves it for Kaylee Berger, who drives. They get inside, and another jump ball will give the basketball to Lyman, and that's a turnover for Wabe Summit, their 14th turnover of the ball game, and it will be Lyman basketball. The Raiders will work here to put the ball in play. 5:40 remains in the contest. Raiders working with a 14-point lead as Lyman crosses the time stripe. Erickson, Ballmer, back to Erickson. The Raiders move the basketball. Brackey to the right side, Ballmer to the point. It comes now Erickson. They go to the baseline, Mackenzie Lavadour. Back out front, Ballmer. Skyler on the move, trying to get to the rim. Ball is knocked away, but right into the hands of Mackenzie Lavadour, puts it up and in. Lavadour with 7 opportunistic points in this ball game for Lyman to make it 50-34, the lead at 16 is their biggest of the morning. And inside, we got a whistle. We got a travel on Eva Benneke. And that is 15 turnovers for Wabe Summit, their 8th turnover of this second half. And Lyman again will put it in play, facing full court pressure. Leading by 16, Erickson out front. And the Raiders may have to burn a timeout, and they will here to save the possession. The Raiders will be down to 1 timeout remaining. This will be a 30-second timeout with 4:52 remaining. It is 50-34, Lyman, and we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, Powercom TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain proudly support all area youth and their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, Real Choice TV, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call our office and find out what we can do for you.
First of eight ball games that will be held here in Salem today as part of the DWU Culver's Classic, Lyman and Wabe Summit. Coming up next, it'll be Del Rapids St. Mary taking on McCook Central Montrose. That'll be at 11:30. At 1, we'll start seeing some of the Class A heavyweights, Sioux Falls Christian and Belle Fouche, Viberg Hurley, and St. Thomas More at 2:30. Then Jones County Howard versus Howard. That'll be the 4 o'clock game. Bridgewater Emory and White River at 5:30. Corsica Stickney versus Aberdeen Christian at 7. And Ethan versus Mount Vernon Plankington, the 8:30 game. Of course, boys games tomorrow. We'll have the Lyman game as they play Wabe Summit on KPLO. Raiders with it as they break pressure and then get the ball inside. It's tipped and turned over. So Wabe Summit, trailing by 16, will send it out front. The ball is stolen. Here is Skylar Vollmer on the move. She is tripped up, winds up on the deck, and well, no harm, no foul. And they give the basketball to Wabe Summit. We'll trade turnovers if you're scoring at home. The Mustangs with 16, the Raiders with 18 turnovers in the contest. 50-34, Wabe Summit for 3. That's up good. That's Kaylee Berger, her first field goal of the ball game. She has 4 points now, and it's a 13-point game at 50-37, halfway through this fourth quarter. And here is Max Scott, Skylar Vollmer, Ellie Erickson. On the left wing, Errol E. with the dribble. Bounce past Mackenzie Lavador. Back to Erickson. Now Vollmer with it. 15 on the shot clock for the Raiders. A screen out front. They go screen and roll to Max Scott. The shot is up good. Max Scott with 16 points in the contest. 52-37. Wabe Summit works it across half court to the right corner. Kaylee Berger. Berger trying to drive, gets a step on the baseline, has nowhere to go, forces it out. Ball is tipped, but the Mustangs will keep possession. Here's Kaylee Berger, Eva Beneke, down low, the Mustangs lose it out of bounds. And right now, there's just a little bit with the 15-point advantage that the Raiders have, just enough of a sense of urgency that Wabe Summit's trying to rush things here. And that's exactly what happened in that exchange, which is their 17th turnover. And now Lyman works with it out again against pressure as they cross half court. Annie Brackey with a nice spin move on the baseline. Did she get away with it? No, she stepped on the sideline, and that'll be a turnover. That was a pretty pirouette on the pivot foot, but when she put that back foot down, she was out of bounds and gives the basketball over to Wabe Summit. They will try a long jumper that is no good. Skylar Vollmer will get the rebound, and Skyler, working against double coverage, gets it across half court. Now the Raiders can settle in and work the clock just a little. It is Brackey to Erickson. Back to Brackey. Now Vollmer out front. 20 on the shot clock. Lavador. Erickson. Erickson for 3, and it's good. Ellie Erickson with her third 3 in the ball game. You think eventually they're just going to run clock. Well, Erickson was just wide open, and she sticks the 3 ball. 55-37 Lyman. Raiders looking good here. We've seen them several times, and in my mind, probably the best game they've played all season. They're going to pick up victory number 6 on the year as we have a foul off of a Mustang miss. A foul on the rebound. It's going to be whistled on Lyman, and it will be on Mackenzie Lavador, and that will be her second personal foul. Coming out of the ball game will be Lavador. Is checking back in will be Kaylee Moore. The Mustangs look to inbound here, but they trail by a bunch. Eva Beneke, left corner, will drive. Shot blocked by Skylar Vollmer. Max Scott will get the rebound. Lyman will work the other way now. Vollmer, Ellie Erickson, and a timeout taken by the Raiders. Their final timeout with 2:03 remaining. They're in business. They lead 55-37 over Wabe Summit. And we will take a one-minute break and return. Coverage of regional high school basketball and the DWU Classic will continue after this on KPLO.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
Lyman with a minute 52 remaining in the ball game. The Raiders out of timeouts now as they work the perimeter. And again, they're just going to play catch on the outside and let that shot clock run down. Wabe Summit playing straight up. Here is a three that is up. Did not touch the shot or touch the rim. So would have been a shot clock violation if Wabe Summit wouldn't have grabbed it. They will bring it the other way, but my goodness, they got work to do. A three from the left side is short by Eva Beneke. Mustangs with the offensive rebound. They'll send it out front. It's stolen away. Vollmer with the steal. Vollmer to the rim. Shot is no good, but a foul will be called. Skylar Vollmer with a big second half. She has scored 11 in the second half. Has 19 for the ball game, and she'll look to add to that total here. She works to the free throw line. Eva Beneke with the personal. They say that is personal foul number 3. Free throw number 1 for Skylar Vollmer is up and good. 56-37 is our score. Stay with us during the post game. We will bring you the KPLO CHS River Plains player of the game. As one team has 6. Who has 6 out there? Lyman had 6 players out there, so that doesn't work. Texie Garnos in the ball game. Also into the ball game, Brooklyn Larson. As Vollmer makes the second free throw, she will check out. Checking into the ball game will be Kaysen Gran. She is in the contest. Mesa Garnos out there, number 14. And here is Wabe Summit going to the rim. Shot no good there for Tayshia Zirbel. Back out front, the three taken. That shot is up no good by Peyton Rumsa, a seventh grader. As Wabe Summit trying to go to their bench as well. Aubrey Strang into the ball game, along with Nikki Hogart. Wabe Summit will keep possession here. Macy Chapin into the ball game as well. She'll get the basketball off the inbounds pass as they feed it inside. Aubrey Strang trying to operate. Final minute of this ball game as the Raiders have control and inside a traveling violation. Turnover Wabe Summit. More players will come into the ball game. Brianna Lindholm for the Mustangs. Also, I think Liz Purdy is out there as well. Everybody, 15 players in all, dressed for Wabe Summit. They'll all see action in this ball game. Here is Lyman with the basketball. Kelson Wells back out front. The Raiders try to look for a place to go with it. They turn the basketball over. Here's Aubrey Strang to the rim. That shot no good. Rebound out of bounds. It will belong to the Mustangs. We'll talk about our big play of the game. That's brought to you by the Golden Buffalo. We'll do that in the post game as well. The Mustangs work inside, lose the basketball, get it back, take a shot that is up no good. Rebound Lyman, and then a foul is going to be called on Wabe Summit. And the foul will be on Brianna Lindholm, her first personal foul. We're not in the bonus, so The Raiders will bring the basketball across half court as Wells works the dribble. And now a three that is up by Kelson, Ireland High that is no good. Rebound, Lyman. Kelson Wells with it. She'll fire one up at the buzzer. It's no good. And there's your ball game. The Lyman Raiders pick up the victory here in impressive fashion. 57-37. They knock off Wall Bay Summit, and they hold the Mustangs to just 5 points in that fourth quarter. And Lyman picks up victory number 6 on the season. Our scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at Mile Out on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. We can help you out with all of your seed needs as well. Check out the seed section at DarrenBoyleSales.com. And we will take a 3-minute break. Postgame is next on KPLO.
More to offer than ever before. It's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
There's a lot of uncertainties in farming and ranching today, but one thing is certain. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell are your crop and livestock insurance specialists. Statewide agents have a background in agriculture and work hard to provide growers and ranchers with risk management plans and insurance coverage that fits their business needs. From hail insurance, livestock revenue protection, to multi-peril crop and revenue insurance, Statewide will help you with the right decisions. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell. Locally owned. Your dependable partner in crop and livestock protection and equal opportunity provider.
KPI Insurance. Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party! When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec. And follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
At Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 852-2224 or online at www.venture.com. Venturecom.net.
Back here at McCook Central High School in Salem, the Lyman Raiders. Their adventure here at the DWU Culver's Classic complete. And a very good early morning performance for the Raiders as they win the ballgame by a final of 57-37. The Raiders wind up going 18 of 45 from the field, shooting 48% in the second half, 40% for the ball game as they go 18 of 45, while Wall Bay Summit, they wind up going, 12 of 45, shooting 27% from the field. The Raiders were able to survive losing the turnover battle as they wind up picking up the victory here. And We'll talk about some more statistics in just a moment, but first let's recap scoring for Wabe Summit. First, one, make it two double-figure scores. Tayshia Zerbel leading the way, the 5'7 senior with 14 points. Eva Benicke with 13, 4 points. Katie Karst off the bench for the Mustangs. 3 points for Kaylee Berger, and 2 points in the ballgame for Livia Tomac. The total of 37 for Wabe Summit. Mustangs go to the free throw line 16 times in the ballgame. They struggled from the opening tip from the stripe. They went to the free throw line 16 times, and they were just 8 of 16 from the free throw line. And according to the official statistics, Wabe Summit with 24 turnovers this morning. For the Lyman Raiders, two double-figure scores. They were led by Skylar Vollmer, who scored 21, 13 of them coming in the second half. Max Scott with 14, Ellie Erickson with 3, Annie Brackey with 6, Mackenzie Labrador with 7, as all 5 starters account for the 57 points scored by the Lyman Raiders. Lyman went to the free throw line 15 times. They were 13 of 15 from the free throw line. And the Raiders, according to the official statistics just handed to me, had 20 turnovers in the ballgame. And I had them for 20. I had Wabe Summit for 18, as the according to my statistics, but it's early. So the Raiders, Lyman, they as we mentioned, shooting 40% from the field. They wind up going 8 of 25 from behind the arc. And again, the free throw shooting percentage for the Raiders going 13 of 15. Those were big things, and they were able to manage the second half as well, as when they got the lead, they had an 11-point lead in the first half. They had a 10-point lead in the third quarter. They were able to extend that lead and eventually win by 20. They led by 13 at the end of 3, 45-32, and win it by a final of 57-37, outscoring Wabe Summit 12-5 in that final period. And with the victory, Lyman improves to 6-12 on the season. And again, Lyman will probably be, no matter what happens in their two games next week against Jones County and against Kadoka to close out their regular season schedule, they will be the number 8 overall seed. More than likely, will wind up playing Jones County in the first round of the regions. But, of course, that's about 10 days away, so we'll let things play out next week. But Lyman, again, playing some of their best basketball of the season here today, and they pick up victory number 6 on the year. 57-37 is our final. It's time for our big play of the game, and it's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, we look at the big play of the game, and you look at contests like this, and we've talked to Mike Kiefer on and off the record several different times, and one of the things that he continues to talk about is you've got to figure out a way to minimize your turnovers, and then you can't minimize your turnovers, you got to be able to maximize something to help yourself score more points. Well, the Raiders did have trouble with turnovers, especially in the first half where they turned it over 10 times. They did wind up with 20 turnovers in the ballgame, but they worked on other things, and other things went their way, which helped them down the line. Hitting 8 threes, well, that's big, but going 13 of 15 from the free throw line, if you can consistently do that in the girls' basketball game, you're going to be right in most games, and Lyman was able to get the victory here, going 13 of 15 from the free throw line. They kind of controlled this ball game really from start to finish as they pick up victory number 6 of the season. And that is our big play of the game, and it's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. One more thing to do this morning, and that is name our player of the game. And our player of the game brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains.
KPLO is bringing you high school sports action every week, and CHS River Plains is bringing you the player of the game all season long. When will rivals go head-to-head? Who will make it out of the regular season? Tune into KPLO to find out which game we're bringing you next, or visit drgnews.com for schedule details. CHS River Plains, your proud sponsor of the player of the game on KPLO, helping you own every day.
Well, we look at the player of the game nominees in the Wabay Summit side. Two double-figure scorers. Tayshia Zerbel's 14 and Eva Benneke's 13 points lead the way for the Mustangs. But we take care of the home team at an event like this. On the Wabay or on the Lyman side, Max Scott with 14 points. You talk about maximizing your offensive opportunity. And I think she really had about four offensive chances in the first half. She scored a basket. And then she wound up going 6 of 6 from the free throw line as she was fouled on three different occasions. But they really, Wabay Summit really tried to keep the basketball away from Scott the first half. And, well, she made the most of her opportunities. But in the end, Skylar Vollmer, our player of the game, she had 8 first half points. She wound up scoring 13 in the second half, finished the ball game with 21 points, and wound up 5 of 6 from the free throw line in the second half. That helped the Raider cause as well. And Skylar Vollmer of the Lyman Raiders is our KPLO CHS River Plains Player of the Game. Well, this is game one of two we will have for you from the 8-game DWU Culver's Classic here today, as we'll be back on the air around 3:45. With the matchup between Jones County with Howard, there are 3 games in between, so that start time may vary a little bit earlier or later, but it will be approximately 3:45. We'll have the game between Jones County and Howard for you on KPLO, and again, we will have the Raiders of Lyman, the boys, taking on Wabay Summit tomorrow at noon, and we'll have that matchup for you, 11:45 pregame tomorrow morning on KPLO again. Our games from the DWU Classic just on air only. And, of course, you can listen live on our website at drgnews.com. But that is what we have for you here this afternoon and evening. On your way home for the game, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice and slow down in case of ice. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO brought to you by Reuben Ag, BJ's Food Center, Halverson Oil, Kennebec Telephone, Byrie Brothers, Chamberlain Ready Mix, Oasis Pump and Pack, Statewide Ag, KPI Insurance, and the Great Western Bank. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo, Buy Right Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Kimball Livestock Exchange, Titan Machinery, Wagner Auto, and Venture Communications. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle from McCook Central High School in Salem. Our final score this morning, the Lyman Raiders 57, Wabay Summit 37. We'll talk to you later on this afternoon.